Kev.
Morning, how you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks, mate. Must mean it is that time for our regular segment here on The Daily.
Betty Davis is probably lying and Greta Garbo is probably crying while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple and dear Jackie Cooper.
Let's go to the moon.
That's right. Let's go to the movies. I'm joined in studio by Big Kev because he is here now to give us a little bit of an insider's look at what is going on the silver screens this weekend. Kev, what do you got for us this week?
This week I've got Gold, not physically, just a movie with Matthew McConaughey.
Okay. I must admit I don't know much about this one. I've seen some posters advertising. I saw a poster at the train station yesterday, and I think that's about the entire length of my engagement with this film. So tell us a little bit about, what is it about?
Matthew McConaughey's character is a rich Texan businessman who decides to go deep into the jungle with this gentleman who claims he knows where gold is.
All right.
And to go and find some gold to strike it rich, then come back to the US and just set up a business and make money, you know, as every businessman does.
Well, I guess, I mean, that's pretty much that's a fairly old scheme, I guess. Go into the jungle and find some gold, you know, a gold rush here in Australia. A gold rush over there in the United States. People do like their shiny rocks. What do we think?
Oh, dear. Well, the thing is, it's not very compelling. Like, you're supposed to feel sorry for Matthew McConaughey's character. But the fact is, like, he's a rich businessman, you know, from Texas. And like, you just don't really feel that compassionate for him. He doesn't really exactly present himself as being, you know, someone who you really root for. He's just a rich guy trying to do rich things. But other than that, like, and then whenever he comes across any problems, then you're like, wow, rich people problems. and other than that, the movie does tend to sort of veer between going towards like the forest to find gold and then the action set in the US, and then they go back to the, you know, fields and then back to the US and so on. And then it can sort of get a bit disorienting seeing, you know, the characters rushing from, you know, one country to another. And it sort of lacks a bit intention as well. So like up until maybe the last act of the film is mostly them just finding gold and trying to set up a business. Now, as far as I know, I think this is based on a true story, at least from what I've heard. And so I can sort of understand why there would be a lack of tension. It's just sort of like, you know, a biopic, I think. But, like, it didn't really do it for me. Like halfway through the film, I got some messages from friends and I thought it was something important. So I walked out of the cinema to see what was going on. I was actually tempted to just walk out of the movie entirely and not return, because like the conversation they were having with me was a bit more interesting than the movie itself. So I was like, is it really worth going back into the cinema to watch the rest of the film? Because I'm really not sold on this movie. Like, Matthew McConaughey, like, he put on a lot of fat for this movie. He's not wearing a fat suit or anything. He put on a lot of kilos for this film, but
Matthew McConaughey, he's going to be one of those actors where we start to forget what he actually looks like, because he's a good-looking guy. You know, he started out his career based on his good looks, and then all of a sudden True Detective came along, and people were like, hey, he can actually act as well. He's not just a pretty face, he can actually act. And yet this film, from what I could see from the poster, he's wearing sort of a bald cap as well and like a strange-looking hairpiece. And I thought, well, you know, like I say, it worked in True Detective, you know, the makeup he was wearing in True Detective, the hairstyle he was doing in that one. Hey, it works there, so maybe it worked in Gold. But he seems like, he's just always willing to switch around a little bit.
Yeah, I know it's something that a lot of actors like doing, some method acting and, you know, trying to get really into character by putting on the kilos and shaving the head, you know, so it looks like Matthew McConaughey in this film. But, like, to be honest, I think he put a bit too much effort in a film that wasn't really that good, because halfway through the film, I just almost felt like sleeping, because there wasn't that much going on. It was just montage after montage of them, you know, like sitting back while literally they have other workers going out to find the gold for them. So it was just, you know, Matthew McConaughey and his mate just sitting in a forest while like people who are more or less slaves are going out finding the gold for them. So, like, you know, he I think there were better films that Matthew McConaughey could put his talents towards, but this was definitely not it.
So not terribly compelling. Gold is not getting the thumbs up from Kev as a film to go along and see this weekend, eh?
Nah.
All right.
It's not worth it.
Fair enough. Well, our regular movie reviewer, Big Kev, Kevin Suarez, in the studio with me. Gold is not gold. It doesn't even take silver. Not recommended to get along and see this weekend. Thank you very much, Kev.
Yeah, maybe zinc.
Zinc.
Yeah. Not gold, just zinc. Yeah.
I like that. That's good. Yes, our regular movie reviewer, Kevin Suarez, in studio telling us a little bit about the latest Matthew McConaughey vehicle.